Mud Podcast presents.
How you doing, Kevin?
Amazing.
Thank you so much for coming on last minute. So I'm going to tell really quick this story. So yesterday, I released praying mantises into my garden because there are all these, what do they call them, cucumber beetles that are eating my roses and putting holes in the petals and making me upset. And my son was like, just let nature be. Sometimes bugs need to eat too, Mom. And I was like, no, I'm going to play God. So I bought some praying mantises at my local feed store, not naming any names, but I live locally and I went to the feed store and I bought praying mantises thinking I was doing smart by my rose bushes. And then after I released them, I did my homework. So I want to kick myself. I want to hide in a hole because after I read about these praying mantises, I realized that was a really stupid choice. Not only did I purchase a variety of praying mantis that is from China, but also they get so large they can kill butterflies and hummingbirds, you guys. I just feel really, really bad. So I called Kevin immediately. I was like, what do I do? Kevin, help me. So thank you for coming on the air with me today. Let's talk about praying mantises.
I totally understand. It disturbs a lot of people when they see invertebrates preying upon vertebrates. It's not typically how it goes in nature. So it's a little shocking to see. But it's not just the Chinese species, and you're definitely not the first one to release that species in the United States. It's invasive. It is sold to people. Even the people selling it might not understand what they're doing. But there are species of praying mantises, which I totally understand. They're an amazing species. I love mantises.
They're really cool. I
promote them as they make excellent pets. Especially if you don't have a lot of space like me. I live in an apartment. They don't need a big cage. But if you do want to have mantises in your garden, the species to look out for are going to be either the Arizona mantis, which is also known as the bordered praying mantis, or the Carolina mantis. Those are the species that are native to California. And in
there are native ones to California. That's good to know.
Yeah. So
not what I bought.
Yeah, not that one. Not that one, but that's okay.
It's not really okay, but at least we're talking about it.
Yeah. It got us talking about it. And I think that right now we're gonna do a whole lot of good by opening up the conversation.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I feel better already.
Yeah.
A little bit.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that they want to go after hummingbirds. I know that you're very close with them and you're particularly afraid of that happening.
I am.
But as with all species, mantises, that's not going to be their first choice.
Okay.
Because there's going to be a high risk of injury in that battle.
Okay.
They're always going to want to go for some easier target.
The cucumber beetles that are eating my roses.
Yeah. So they're going to target those first, definitely, before they go after a massive hummingbird.
Okay.
Insects are a great way to think about your pest control. One thing that most people struggle with is wasps, and it's a harder genre of insect to love, you know, because they can be mean.
Yeah.
But their main attribute is to be mean to other insect species.
Okay.
So when you have what you want in your garden is you want those wasp nests because they're going to drive away all of those other insect species that I hate saying the word pest.
Yeah.
Because there's no such thing as a pest. But those wasps are going to do your pest control for you.
Okay.
It's not really an option a lot of people want to take.
Yeah.
So, want to go the praying mantis route.
Could have chosen ladybugs, you know? I'm just disappointed in myself because ladybugs are adorable and I could have chose them. But what I learned about ladybugs is that if you buy adult ladybugs and put them in your garden, they're actually not going to hang out, right? I think they like leave if you buy adults. You're supposed to like get the nymph stage. Is that the right word? I don't know. You're supposed to get like so that they spend their lifetime there and then like want to reproduce there. Adult ladybugs aren't really the right Anyway, I went with praying
That's an
mantises.
excellent observation. You're right. In their juvenile stage, they lack wings. Wings in insects are only developed as adults. So whenever you have a juvenile stage, they're going to be less mobile, is what you're trying to get at, and you're totally right. Most people aren't familiar with what a juvenile ladybug does look like
Oh,
because
if you don't know, check that out. It is weird.
they're weird.
They look
I
like
get a
they're from another planet. And since we're on that topic right now, will you tell us that funny story you told me this morning about when you were a kid and you had
Oh
glasses?
yes.
Please tell
So
me. It's
most
so
people
funny.
ask me about poisonous insects, and I have to point out that ladybugs are poisonous. That's why they're red. And I found this out at a young age because I had glasses. And as being a boy and being young with glasses, I found out that I could burn things with them. And I found a dead ladybug. And I got in trouble because the stink was so foul that my parents could smell it from inside.
Because you were using your glasses to burn the ladybug with the glass.
Yeah, so I lost my privilege of sight. They took my glasses away.
Oh my God, that's harsh.
Yeah, but even by the smell, you could tell that it's quite toxic
Wow.
as as an organism. So,
You know what, Kevin? I hate to interrupt you, but I just realized something really important. With the fund drive and everything going on, I forgot to say thank you to our underwriters. Can I have just 2 seconds and we'll get right back to talking about praying mantises?
absolutely.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Thank you for waiting. I just need to say that the Mendocino Community Network has been providing internet services to the local community and beyond for the past 30 years. MCN offers high-speed internet called Open Air in select areas of Mendocino Coast and now Open Air Long Range, which reaches as far north as Westport. Offerings include digital voice, a phone service that works over the internet, as well as email and website hosting packages. For more information, mcn.org or by phone, 707-937-1444. And support for KMUD comes from Hambro Recycling, where customers can recycle their beverage containers for cash at locations in Eureka, Fortuna, Arcato, Willow Creek, and Redway. Hambro Recycling gives customers cash for plastic, aluminum, and glass beverage containers. Hambro Recycling in Eureka, Fortuna, Arcato, Willow Creek, and Redway. Supported by Cal Recycle. Okay, thank you for that. I apologize. Back to praying mantises. Tell us more.
Oh, well, there's no need to apologize. I just love this opportunity to tell people one thing that you mentioned is you're concerned about your roses being eaten, seeing damage to the leaves and everything. I love seeing that because when plants are getting eaten, they're participating in
Oh,
the ecosystem.
you're right. You're
And
right.
the plants that don't participate, those tend to be invasive. Nothing wants to eat those.
Okay.
My favorite game is finding a species I love and inviting it into my space by planting its host plant. One of the best things we can do for our environment right now, which we're all concerned for because we're losing species and we're losing biomass, which insects are 83.5% of animal terrestrial biomass.
Whoa.
So they are the ecosystem, whether you like them or not. They are the majority of what's living on land.
And we need them. They're really important, right? Like we wouldn't have fruit without insects.
We wouldn't have an eco. We wouldn't be alive without. It's very hard for me to overstate how important insects are. If you want to trivialize it down to just pollinators or decomposers, that's fine. But there's a lot more to the story. And if you want to support them, the best thing you can do is to plant native plants. Participate in the ecosystem. Find a species you love and plant that plant.
Love it.
And for a lot of people right now, because our whole country's kind of struggling financially, I myself live in an apartment where I don't have any land to plant native plants. The other thing you can do that has a huge impact on our environment is remove invasive plants. That's just as important because when you remove an invasive plant, you're opening up space for a native plant to take its place. And we have programs that are doing that. You can get involved with organizations like Friends of the Dunes. where they're actively removing dune grass from our beaches.
And Friends of the Lost Coast down here, and Sanctuary Forest down here, and Bureau of Land Management. We all down in Southern Humboldt. Those are all resources down here.
Yeah, and there's no permits required to remove these species, but what you do need is permission from the landowner to do that.
Good
And
point.
you can do a whole lot of good real fast by taking out invasives like ivy. There's no ivy native to California or the United States. The European dune grass that's been stabbing us our whole life, every time we go to the beach, everybody gets a little poke.
I hate
That's not
that.
supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, ice plant is not supposed to be there, and the yellow lupin is also not supposed to be there.
Interesting. Okay, good to know. Yellow lupin. Okay, purple's cool, yellow's not. Good to know.
Yes,
Good to know. The first thing that
exactly.
comes to mind when you say invasive is for me is all those brooms. There's a Scotch broom, there's a French
Scotch
broom
broom.
all over the
Yeah.
sides of the road. But yeah, ice plant out in the cove, it's taking over. And when ice plant takes over, it won't let the sand move around. And I know that that is a negative, right?
That is absolutely it. The native species were evolved around a moving sand ecosystem, and the European dune grass was brought here from Europe by the first settlers to stabilize the dunes because they didn't know any better. And now it's all along the Pacific coast and it's stabilized the dunes, which is not what the native species are built for. They need open sand, especially for a rare bee species I discovered
Yeah, tell us
called
more,
this.
Kevin. It's so exciting.
Okay, this is a good one. So I was presenting at Friends of the Dune and I was asked about this species. I found an article about San Francisco losing their population of silver bees after they paved over all of their habitat. And it took them years of restoration effort to gain their population back. We in Humboldt have programs to restore our dune ecosystems. And so I went out looking for them and I found them in areas that have been treated and where invasive species like the dune grass and the ice plant have been removed. There are healthy populations of silver bees.
Yay.
And in other places on the beach that haven't been treated, I don't see them.
Wow.
So I've
Wow.
personally been inspired and found patches on the beach where I see these silver bees feeding on native flowers that are very immediately being overtaken by invasive dune grass. And that has inspired me to get my frustrations out on this dune grass and
Yeah,
just
get rid of
start
it.
ripping.
Oh,
My favorite species of animal is the first one that'll rebound when you do that.
cool.
So as I'm ripping out the grass, I can see these silver bees coming to the flowers that I'm allowing them access to again.
That's
I
such a
see,
beautiful story.
yeah, there was even a grasshopper. One I haven't even identified yet, hops over my shoulder into the open sand where the open sand we were talking about how it needs to move.
Yeah.
This grasshopper started burying itself in the sand.
What?
And yeah, and that was just nature telling me that's an open sand species that just thanked me for opening up the
Yeah,
space.
that's so cool. So, remind people how they can read your article about that silver bee. You called it a silver bee?
Look up the silver bee. I do a lot of posting on Facebook. You can find me if you look up Kevin Huntley, and just look for the guy with all the insects around him. Or you could check me out on my website, which is https://. Kevin Huntley, HUNTLEY, dot my dot Canva dot site slash insect dash website. Or you can send me a message at 916-753-4111. I have been so blessed in this community to be able to represent insects And this year alone, I've been able to present over 20 times.
That's awesome.
And yeah, this next month, I'm getting invited back to the Humboldt Bay Wildlife Refuge to do a walk and talk on dragonflies on
Cool.
July 20th at 2 p.m. I'll be doing
Fun.
that. I'll also be a presented speaker at the Arcata Marsh soon. The date hasn't been established, and the Natural History Museum, Cal Poly Humboldt's Natural History Museum, is going to
That's so
promote me to
awesome.
speaker soon. So,
Kevin, you've also spoke at some of our local schools, even down here in Soham. I know you went to Skyfish, and was there another school in Southern Humboldt?
oh yeah, just last week I was at Van Dusen.
You were. That's cool.
One of my very first schools that recognized me and gave me the opportunity to speak was Mendocino,
All right.
Mendocino Elementary and High School.
What's up,
So,
Mendocino? That's
yeah.
awesome. That's awesome. So, if you're interested in hearing more about insects and you'd like Kevin to come speak at your school, your organization, your nonprofit, Kevin goes all over the place and he'll come visit you too. And Kevin, is there anything I can do about this praying mantis situation? I've released non-natives into my garden. What do I do now?
I think you did the best thing you could do, and that's talk about it,
Yeah.
so that we can all make better decisions.
If I find them, I should catch them and put them in a cage and give them to you?
And the most humane thing you can do with an insect, if you must euthanize an insect, know that they are cold-blooded. So if you need one to slow down, you put it in the refrigerator for a few minutes.
Okay.
Now, if you want to make it go to sleep forever, just put it in the freezer and they
Okay.
just go to sleep. It's
I
the
don't know
most
if
humane.
I can do that. I think if I find any of them again, I'm going to put them in a fish tank and have them in my house as pets.
Oh, raise them. Raise them as pets.
Yeah, okay.
They make good
I'll give
pets.
them names. I'll feed them. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'll call you when I catch them and say how, what, because you have praying mantises as pets, yes?
Yes, I
So what
do.
do you feed them in a cage?
Oh man, okay. So mealworms,
Oh,
when
easy. I
they're
have
big
them.
enough,
Yeah.
small, they eat fruit flies.
Okay. So you have to like order fruit flies to feed your praying mantis.
Pet store.
Oh, the pet store
Pet
has them.
store will sell you blightless fruit
Oh,
flies.
wow, interesting.
Yes, that's important. Flightless is very important
So you
because.
can't just leave fruit on your counter and then collect those flies and give them to the praying mantis. That won't work.
Oh yeah, no, that'll totally
Oh,
work, but
okay.
you'll have fruit flies in your house.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, that's part of having them is the fun of watching them grow and learning about them.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on. The things that I'm taking away from this conversation are, one, nobody's perfect, and the best thing you can do is admit when you're wrong. So that's why we came on the air to talk about my mistake. Number two, do your homework before you release a species into your yard. That's really important. And my first mistake. Number three, maybe having little holes in your rose petals means that you're giving another species that lives here something to eat. And sharing is caring. And maybe I don't need every single rose to be perfect.
Yeah, because I mean, leave some for the butterflies.
You're
Those
right.
little munchers that are eating the leaves turn into beautiful butterflies that you appreciate later.
It's true, except for those yellow beetles. I'm telling you, there's these little yellow beetles with spots, and then there's these red bugs with really long necks. Those two are eating my roses, and it's driving me crazy. But I think what I'm hearing from you is when you have an abundance, sharing is caring.
Yeah, and if you want to buy mantises, look for the Arizona or the Carolina mantises. Those are the ones that are native to California.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah, so there are mantises you can get for your garden if you would like to try that experiment yourself, but don't just buy the first praying mantis you see at your local feed store unless you know what variety it is and you're
Yeah.
sure it's native.
There are a lot of Chinese mantis people selling Chinese mantises, so you're not the first one.
But why? Why are they doing that? Like, what is it just cheaper? I mean, why are they doing this to us?
They're doing it for the same reason that I became the insect guy for Humboldt County, because nobody knows anything about insects. It's we have a lot to learn. They don't understand what implications they are having, And once we have conversations like this, maybe we can change our ways. But I don't think they're doing it maliciously. I think it's ignorance.
Well, I appreciate that you feel that way. I'm going to try to think that myself. I'm so glad you said that. I don't know why I first turned to like, what is wrong with these people? When really I should be saying is, we're going to inform everyone. It's going to be a better place when we all talk about it. So thank you. Thanks for coming on to help us learn more about saving our species and our garden, because not everything there is a bad thing, right?
That's right. Be insects are beautiful. They're
Yeah.
everywhere. Learn to love
Learn to love them, dang it, because you need
them.
them.
They're all around us. You're going to see them every day for the rest of your life. So the best thing you can do is learn about them so we can live with them better.
Awesome. Thank you. All are one, right? That is like the whole theme of my show today. We are one. We are one, whether you're queer, whether you're straight, whether you're an insect, whether you're from another country, or whether you were born here, we're all just as important. And dang,
We're
those
all
little co cucumber beetles deserve to be here too.
they got a role. They're doing it. They're doing their job.
They do have a role. I don't know what it is, but I guess it's
That's
important.
my favorite part about discovering when I find a new insect is they all have a story to tell.
Right
And when you
on.
don't know what the story is, you look it up and then you have a new little bio indicator. The next time you see it, you know what they're doing.
That's awesome. Thank you. You know, just as I was leaving the house to come here today, I saw a weird insect I didn't have an ID for. So I'm going to send you after the show, I'll send you a picture that you can help me identify a new bug.
I highly recommend you get an app for your phone
Oh, you want
called
me to go ahead.
Seek. It's Seek by iNaturalist. It
Yeah.
is free. It
Yeah.
doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't have any ads.
Seek
It
is
is.
fun. I've used Seek. I like iNaturalist better just because iNaturalist is like other scientists immediately agreeing or disagreeing with your guess.
Yeah.
Seek is like you got to get the phone to recognize this thing that you're taking a picture of. It's a little bit, it's supposed to be easier to use, but sometimes it can be more frustrating. You should download both apps, see which one works for you, Seek and iNaturalist.
Yes, iNaturalist, and I'll say a lot of people get frustrated with iNaturalist as an app on their phone, which it's the design of it makes it a little bit more difficult.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
recommend getting iNaturalist using it on a computer
Yeah,
as a
yeah.
website. It's an invaluable resource, and you're absolutely right. I've had
Yeah.
scientists from around the world look at my observations
Yeah.
and confirm new species to our area
Yeah.
just I was able to take a picture and share it.
And you're also helping those scientists to know that that species is there. I mean, it works for plants, it works for mushrooms, it works for insects, it works for, I think, mammals. Does animals too? I think so.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
iNaturalist is like everything.
Well,
So,
and Seek is made by iNaturalist.
yeah, they're
It
the
works
same.
off of the data bank.
Yeah.
So, but you're absolutely right. Seek is a simplified,
It
more
is. It's
user-friendly
easier to
version.
use. If you have little people in your life and you want to help them identify native plants and animals, Seek is for you. It's so much fun to use.
It will change the way you go on walks
It
because
will.
you can actually know what that weird plant is, or that
Yeah.
weird mushroom is, or that cool insect.
Yeah.
It's
So
like a.
if you didn't catch it, Kevin has his own website. Look up Kevin Huntley's website and check out how beautiful it is. I couldn't believe the magic on your website. It's a really nice website, Kevin. You did a great job.
It's just all the kids' smiling faces that do it for me, you know? There's nothing like it when you go to a school and you just see their faces light up
Yeah.
because it's something that people haven't seen before. I'm coming up on 400 native species in my collection.
Wow, that's
And
awesome.
a part of my mission is sharing with our community what 80% of our ecosystem looks like. That's
Amazing.
our ecosystem. So I'm kind of revealing it with you as I go along. And that's my favorite thing. I'm bringing everybody with me.
Yeah. We're all in this together. Well, we appreciate you, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Donate to K-Mud because they care about the insects.
We do. We care about the
Yeah.
insects. Yeah. I changed all my light bulbs after our last discussion.
Good.
So now
Low
our,
frequency.
yeah, low
Low
frequency
frequency.
lights.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah.
And if you don't know about that, that's a whole conversation. But
It's
low
a link on
frequency.
your website.
Yeah. There is to our archived conversation. So go
Oh.
on the website and
Yeah,
you'll
you
see.
can hear other conversations we've had together on Kevin's website. So go check out Kevin's website.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Such a pleasure, as always. We'll talk again, I'm sure. I'll think of another insect we got to talk about at some point. So I'll call you
Oh,
again.
yeah, there's a million.
There
Well, we
really
just got to pick
is.
another one.
Well, let's talk again soon. Thank you so much. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye.
This has been a KMUD podcast. To listen to other shows and more episodes of this show, find us on all the platforms where you get your podcast, and also on our website, kmud.org.